One of the people who will be testifying at that public hearing today in opposition to efforts to roll back NEPA will be Sam Gilchrist. He is the Western Campaign Director with the Natural Resources Defence Council.
Well, what's at stake is the limiting of people's voices in the NEPA review process. So NEPA is often the only opportunity people have to shape projects in their communities, whether that's a bridge near your home or a waterway, a freeway you drive on every day. So this allows people to review projects that impact them and how they impact our air and water, and it gives them a chance to voice their opinions and objections.
Well, I know in January, the Trump administration released a draft rule that would significantly roll back the NEPA system. And so tell us exactly what's being proposed.
What do the changes do? Well, they limit kinds of projects that need review and the scope of that review.
So give us a sense of how that might impact communities here in Colorado, because I know that you've written a blog post about certain projects in Colorado, whether it's something happening mm-hmm. in the North Fork Valley to reconstruction on State Highway 9. Give us a sense of how this might actually play out and impact communities here in Colorado.
Well, it limits voices of people in terms of their input on these projects. So you listed a couple of great examples. Another one that comes to mind is the I-70 Mountain Corridor, where, as you probably saw in my blog, the Colorado Department of Transportation engaged Coloradans in a NEPA review process that ultimately changed the plans and made them better. If anyone's driven through that corridor through Glenwood Canyon, then you could see that, you know, rerouting the Colorado River would be devastating to that to a place like that. And that's what the initial plans would have done, is they would have actually rerouted the river and blasted through a cliff and building retaining walls, thus, sort of destroying the natural beauty of that corridor.
Give us a sense as to why you think the Trump administration is trying to roll back the opportunity to have public comment and public involvement in some of these major projects.
Well, that's a good question. I believe the Trump administration is doing this to essentially limit public input. And as NEPA is the only opportunity people have to shape projects in their communities, that's concerning to me. And I think the administration, frankly, doesn't necessarily care what the public thinks on some of these major projects.
And how significant is it that there are only two public hearings on this new proposed draft rule that would roll back NEPA, one of them being here in Denver?
I think it's very significant that there are only two hearings. I mean, the NEPA itself is about public input, and while it's great to live in Denver or D.C., and be able to testify, the vast majority of people don't live in one of those two places. As you know, the speaking slots for this hearing filled up very quickly. So people are concerned about it, and I think the process as it's playing out, it is designed to limit that input.